Insert joke about eating to excess.
Hey.
Welcome to Tim and Joel, Colin in the Ring.
After dark.
It's so late. I had to wake up early to run a bunch of blinding lights with a rock band.
How'd that go?
Because it went pretty good. And what's more rock and roll than getting up early? Am I right, folks?
That's right. Rock and roll
kicking
is
stuff.
Never dead.
Nah.
Just get all your eggs in one basket. Come and join us here tonight. It's so much fun. We'll talk about wrestling. We're just going to talk shit. And honestly, come on. What else are we going to do? Tim, what else are we going to do? Think about it.
I don't know. I was supposed to open this show with a mouthful of pie because I had pies in the oven and they just finished like 2 minutes before the show started and I wanted to be like, pie. So just imagine that happened.
And okay.
I've had
First
some whiskey.
Of all, some people don't know. So let's clue them in real quick. Up here in Canada, where we live, it is Thanksgiving. There is a Canadian Thanksgiving. There is an American Thanksgiving.
Because it is a bullshit holiday of meaningless harvest. So,
I think in the U.S. it was Columbus Day tomorrow. Now it is Indigenous Rights Day or something along those lines.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good for them. Good for you, U.S. You've done some stuff. Anyway, as for us, it's Thanksgiving. So some of us were with families. Some of us were with our rock and roll families. And, we decided
clients,
that we would do
really.
A late night show because we got nothing to do tomorrow. Right, Tim?
I have so much stuff to do constantly.
No, you don't. That's the worst that could happen.
It's chill. Play some Minecraft later. I might watch Knockouts. Yeah. What's it? Knockouts Knockdown. Was that it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It was really good.
I remembered a thing. There we go. Yeah, shout out DJ in the chat. Your summary actually made me want to watch the show. So I'm going to watch the show now.
Yeah, there you go. So let's get through the plugs real quick.
I would love to get back to Impact, but you know, Rampage.
Slowly.
Rampage. Too much time.
Let's start with the Discord. You can join it for free. As we're talking about, Mod Dan has been doing an excellent job keeping us abreast of what's going on in Impact Wrestling. So go ahead, take a look at that. Get up on it. There's a link in the video description. If you want to join our Discord, it's free. We talk about all the goings on. We talk about the news in wrestling. We talk about all the shows in wrestling. We do some live chatter. We just hang around. We banter. That's what we do. Come and join us. It's a good time. And maybe if you're missing the shows, you just want to catch up, you can use the Discord for that too. We love seeing new faces. We also would love to have you hit a thumbs up on this video. Hey, why not, right? Leave a comment. If you're here watching us after the fact, if you're here live, join us in the chat. You're always welcome to join and subscribe to us here at timandjoelpod.com or youtube.com/timandjoelpod. It's there for y'all. We love it. See, there you go. Mod Mike's with his family. Dan's happy to be here and also glad that you found him useful, Tim.
I'm so sweaty. It's so warm in here. It's warm in October. It's ridiculous.
Did your building turn on the heat prematurely?
They haven't turned the heat on. Wait, they might have turned the heat on. But the heat's turned off in this unit. But yeah, it's warm. It's just warm.
Now, you had pies in the oven. What pies did we have? What are we talking here?
Strawberry rhubarb.
Okay.
And classic apple. I didn't
classic
pick them.
Classic apple. No pumpkin pie.
I don't really eat a lot of sweets. And she don't like pumpkin pie. If it were me, pumpkin pie, but I'm not going to eat an entire pumpkin pie. I have no desire to do that. So
my wife's family sent us home with some pumpkin pie. Are we boring you all out there? I'm sorry. We're catching up. It's been a few days. So we like to do this. We get to do it. Yeah. We've all been busy. Do you want to talk about thumbnail right quick? Do you want to get right into it? Talk about the king. And
I didn't even see what it is. So yes, fill me in.
So basically, I put it, okay, first of all, apple pies, yes, they are delicious. I'm more of a pumpkin pie guy. But anyway, let's get into it. The King and Queen of the Ring. The King of the Ring and the Queen's Crown tournament. They started this week on SmackDown.
Tournament's a strong word. My opinion. Let's continue.
That's true. It's more like an eight-person
It is
cluster.
The stumpiest bracket I have ever seen in... What, like, this is the one thing that WWE could just drag out and, like, really pad their shows. They're looking for interesting new things week to week. Just pad them with, like, a lengthy tournament. They won't do it. We get 2 weeks and then the finals. We're already in the semifinals, Joel. Semifinals.
The tournament finals are going to be held in Saudi Arabia. So that alone should probably tip you off as to how important this whole thing is. Now, I understand there are going to be people who are going to say, but Joel, but Tim, there's a long-term goal with the King of the Ring. You see, that's the problem. There used to be a long-term goal with the King
of the Ring. Here's the thing. They're acting like it's going to do for whoever wins it what it did for Austin, right? But it hasn't done that in forever. Like, I don't give a rat's ass about King Booker. Like, that was the low point of Booker T's career. Corbin ran around with a crown. Like, I don't, what is this? Like, I don't care who wins. Like, it's not even a tournament.
So who was the last meaningful king to you?
I don't even know. Like, so, did Triple H win at one point?
No, the year that he was supposed to win was the year Austin won.
Yes. So yeah, I have no idea. Like, it's not even a good tournament. Like,
Triple H won the next year. My bad. Sorry.
He did. I was like, he got that somehow. Year.
But like in terms of like momentum, it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will actually.
What did he do? Blow a quad? Sorry.
Oh boy. No, it was something. He and his buddies got on top of a cage in Madison Square Garden and broke kayfabe. That's what happened. It was curtain call.
Oh yeah. He was being punished.
Yes. So I will say Mod Mike has a good point. Regal was a good king.
You know what? That I agree. That's probably the last one that that was like when I was really into wrestling, when I first really got into wrestling, he had just won the King of the Ring.
I will push back and actually say that King Booker was probably one of the better kings because of the character that it brought. It brought a completely different side of Booker T. People were getting bored of the way Booker T was being presented, and this gave everyone an opportunity to see a more comical and comic style characterized version of Booker T that was over the top.
Yeah, I think it's like comedy time. His comedy heyday was with Dustin, you know? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, when he was doing the gold Dustin Booker T thing. Yeah, okay, that was fine. Yeah. So
that's so, the thing. Like, I don't know.
It's been years is really what we're getting at.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
Even if you count Booker T, that was 2006, 2007. That's quite a long time ago. A long time ago. Now, look at who was just king. We talked about King Corbin, and I'd love to do the Vince McMahon voice, but I have people sleeping up and downstairs. So Vince's whole gimmick for giving Baron Corbin the King of the Ring was, why be a baron when you can be a king? That's all it was.
That's so like, well, that's like, there's no imagination to it. And you can tell, right? Like, this stumpy bracket was very clear. It's like, we got 2 weeks. And it's like, so many times we've complained about you having 5 weeks and not knowing what to do with it. Like, you could have just done this. And like, you know, they pay attention to what's going on in the internet and what people are saying. They know Woods wants it real bad. Like, they're just not going to do it. Because why? Because they're a bunch of bastards. Like,
and Ma Dan brings up the fact, you know, Sheamus's run has just lost all the time after that. It's true.
Did Sheamus win the King of the Ring? Like, that sucks. Yeah,
see? And it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
That was when he faced, it was a big finals thing. It was a big push for the network. So they had the finals on the network when it first launched. And it was him versus Neville, who is now Pac.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whole thing. So on one side of the bracket of the King of the Ring tournament, you had Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn face off. And of course, Sami Zayn wins. And then you had Cesaro and Finn Balor. And Finn Balor won. I can tell you right now, for anyone who is in the know, Sami Zayn ain't winning King of the Ring.
No, there's no way in hell Sami Zayn's good. He should. He would be the most entertaining one because he'll do something if they give him this crap, but.
But you know where he has to win it?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's going to win it in a country where he's not allowed to go.
Maybe that's going to be their subversive task, this one. You know, because they always do one thing to say, oh, it's progress. Exactly. Last time was they had women appear.
Sami ain't going to win. Sami ain't going to win. Sami's not going to Saudi Arabia. He never goes there. He's not interested. Not happening. Finn Balor beating Cesaro, it makes sense in that Finn Balor just came off a really stupid loss. He needs that win.
Again, we've not addressed what happened, and we're never going to, which is annoying to me, but whatever.
Yeah, they're not going to. And on top of that, you've got Cesaro, who could have really benefited from at least being in the finals of this King of the Ring tournament and having a good match. But again, what does Vince McMahon care
about? Oh, and a certain Cesaro? Prince probably doesn't care that much about Cesaro. So
that's true. Hell of a hand doesn't really get you the big bucks in Saudi. He'll still go to Saudi. He'll have a match of some sort.
It's so transparent how this is being booked, especially after Friday, right? Like that big match announcement at the end. I was like, oh, because somebody just wanted it, eh? Got
now it. We're going to go to the other side of the bracket. Kofi Kingston and Jinder Mahal. Xavier Woods and Ricochet. Now, a lot of people have started saying, hey, I want it to be Kofi and Woods, and imagine what it's going to be like when Kofi lays down for Xavier Woods and yada, yada, yada. There in the it's Woods in the final, and Woods gets his crowning King of the Ring moment. Ain't going to happen to him.
No, I know. And it would be so good. Like, that sounds great. I mean, no, but you know what? It wouldn't be that good because it's done over 2 weeks and there's no pay. Like, you're not doing the work to make the payoff feel special. So I don't care that much. No matter, like, they could do that cool thing and give it to Woods and I still wouldn't care because it's still not done well. Like, it's just, it's like trying to, if you were to try to tell the story of like Breaking Bad or something in one season and it's just like, oh, well, that's not very good. You know, now, it takes time. You got to build things.
Let's also talk about the fact that Jinder Mahal's in there. He has a singular tag team partner now, and his name is Shanky.
Just the one. Shanky is just going to be 7 foot tall Shanky.
And Shanky is absolutely going to stick his nose in both New Day matches and is going to cost both of them any opportunity to be a winner in the tournament. And we're going to have Jinder Mahal versus the New Day until the new year. Probably it culminates at day one or it culminates at the Royal Rumble. Either way, that's the story. It's going to be King Jinder. And I'm only, I wish I could tell you I was trolling. In August, when I said King Jinder and Queen Doudrop, I was trolling. Now, I can't tell you I'm trolling. I can only tell you what's happening. And that is almost 100% what's happening. How's the how is your pie? Is it more limp. Delicious than some King of the Ring? Pie. Okay. First of all, let's get into a couple of things. So Saudi Prince just bought Newcastle. I assume that's Newcastle FC. And he can't wait till he asks for Neville.
How is that? Why is that loud? Anyway.
Because money gets the world. So we're going to have a final, and it's probably going to be Jinder and... Oh, if it's Finn, that's hilarious.
It might be Finn. It very well might be Finn.
If it's Jinder and
Finn. If Finn loses to Jinder Mahal, there's just like there's no coming back from that for him. Like,
and this is a rib too. Like Vince does this because who gives a damn?
Yeah,
like he doesn't care about the Saudi. The Saudi Prince means Saudi Prince is a money mark to Vince McMahon. I'm sorry to use the terms; it's stupid, but he's nothing but a $55 million per appearance
cash cow.
It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
So. Listen, Jinder versus Finn, good match. Probably not going to be the best, but it's going to end up with King Jinder. Or you can recrown Finn Balor, make him the Demon King, because they weren't doing that leading into his match.
That's awful.
And then you have still, it's still going to be New Day versus Jinder Mahal and Shanky. That's where we're going. That's just what it is.
Oh, man. So there's three guys who are billed as over 7 feet tall on Raw right now. Like, we got Aziz, we got Omos, and we got Shanky. And only one of them is maybe close to 7 feet tall.
Isn't Shanky is on SmackDown. Veer is
Shanky,
on Raw.
Veer's on Raw?
I think Veer's on
so
Raw.
So Jinder and Shanky are both on SmackDown now. No.
Is Jinder and Shanky are together. Veer got moved over to another. Yeah.
Another show. Oh, man. Someone will tell
And I'm
us.
Pretty sure that they got Jinder and Drew are back on SmackDown together. We haven't, you haven't missed anything about women's matches yet. We're going to get to the Queen's Crown in a second. And yeah, for those of you who have high expectations, just remember, the last few King of the Rings haven't exactly set the world on fire.
No, like, I don't expect much. Also, whatever, like, I don't know. It looks like I have little cat ears because of my pillow. So
I didn't want to say it, but I was going to bring it up.
I've got cute little kitty ears. There was a guy doing a furry... Well, somebody, I don't know. Somebody was in their fursona outside my apartment a couple hours ago doing a photo shoot. It was cool. I don't know. Like, I'm down with King Jinder. I like Jinder Mahal. Like, I don't really want to rip on him here. It's just like, this is just a pointless. It feels like they're throwing absolutely everything at the Saudi show. Like, it's like a little microcosm of everything that is WWE put into one night. Because they got the Hell in a Cell now. They got the King of the Ring tournaments. and they got, you know, they got your regular title matches. You got Brock Lesnar, who, for the love of God, please don't be the one to beat Roman. But, like, I don't know. The whole pay-per-view.
Do you think?
it's a possibility because that's what these stupid shows are. Like, is the where the fiend died? Like,
they are. I mean, listen, they're doing a pretty good job of getting me interested in that match.
I am interested in the match. I totally am. Like, I'm happy that Brock is back for this match. I just like don't put the belt on part timers. Like, it's so boring. So
moving back into the so Veer's on Raw, Jinder and Shanky are on SmackDown because the New Day are on SmackDown. That's where I was saying there's going to be
So Shanky is separated from his quote unquote 7 foot tall brethren.
Veer is on Raw. Yeah. Jinder and Shanky are together on SmackDown.
Oh, did they move AJ and Amos again?
No, AJ and Amos stay on Raw.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I'm saying. Shanky is away from the other 7 foot tall people.
Good. Yes, it's just
Amos. I'm trying to find the silver lining. Yeah.
Aziz and Amos are going to have a match wherein only one can be AJ's heater. Mm. Yeah, he veered off to Raw. <It's> exactly. Right.
Wisely. I mean, that seems like maybe good things for him.
Okay, so that's the King of the Ring. Let's talk about the women, the Queen's Crown. In the Queen's Crown, we have Toni Storm, Zelina Vega. They had a match. Liv Morgan, Carmella. They had a match. It was a cumulative, 3 minutes. Took up on SmackDown. On the other side of the bracket, this is funny. Our friend Robert O'Neill, for those who follow the distraction in Fightful, said something about, is Natalya in this tournament? And I replied, well, Doudrop has to crush a $1 tier superstar. And then they released the bracket 5 minutes later.
And lo and behold.
And there we were. And I could laugh over that. And then we had Dana Brooke and Shayna Baszler. Now.
Oh, gee. Yeah, okay. These sound like another couple of 2 minute matches is what I'm hearing.
It is. And let's go back to the conversation from earlier. Who's going to Saudi and who's not going to Saudi? First of all, Toni Storm and Zelina Vega ends with Vega getting the pin. Did not expect Vega to win, but then I remembered Toni Storm is, she's openly bisexual, but fairly recent.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one. Liv Morgan. Yeah, which, Carmella. I mean,
Toni Storm's character is whatever. Oh, the 80s. And she's, how old is she? You know how old Toni Storm is?
She's born in 96.
Yeah, and they did this thing. It's her mom liked the 80s, so that's her identity now.
She's born in 95, so she is 25 years old. Oh,
my God.
She'll be 26 2 days before the Saudi show.
Yeah that is not an identity.
Living in the 80s is not a character. That is a fandom.
They tried that with that 80s show. Do you remember? Yeah, it was two awful. Episodes, I think. Yeah.
It never went anywhere. But... I don't want to get to Liv Morgan and Carmella just yet. Let's talk about Doudrop Natalya. Doudrop will probably win. Yes, I understand. Doudrop is also openly bisexual. However, she just recently married a man, so that's probably good enough for them to bring good her enough. Abroad. And I hate having this conversation right now.
Toni Storm just got engaged to a guy, didn't she?
Yes, she did, but she's not married,
No, there's still hope. No, she lost. She already lost. She's out. There's no hope.
By the way, I don't want anyone to misconstrue us. Holy shit. Live your life. Love is love. Oh, you can absolutely. I don't want anyone to misconstrue this.
Yeah, I just said there's no hope. I'm not one of those weird internet nerd perverts. I'm talking about hope for her going to Saudi Arabia, which is actually, it's better if they don't.
And then Dana Brooke, Shayna Baszler. I understand Queen of Hearts, but I don't think they're going to do that because they're sure as hell not going to do Queen of Spades because Shayna Baszler falls into the same camp as Doudrop and Toni Storm, and she is very much not in a relationship with anyone who is of the different gender. This tournament is not real, friends. This tournament is a sham. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is the stumpiest bracket I've ever seen. And it's so silly. When they put it up on the screens, and they have the thrones that look like, I said they look like something from Epcot Center. They also kind of look like the Saints logo. Like, it's just, there's nothing going on there.
There's nothing going on. And again, there's so much. The fact that we have to bring up the sexuality of a wrestler, the person and their sexual identities. The fact that we have to bring that up is absolute cause enough for us completely discredit this entire thing.
I don't want to know anything about these people or their personal lives. I just want to talk about what's on the screen, but they make it so difficult doing things so messed up. This shouldn't be happening. It's so gross. I hate it all. I'm not watching the pay-per-view. I've talked about that before. You can fill me in after.
Like, I can tell you at Fightful, unless we do some sort of like massive donation thing, we're not doing a watch along.
No.
We're not. We're just not. So Evan Wright brings up a really funny point that I'll come back to Friday night. Dana Brooke beating Shayna Baszler will be amazing Twitter content. I said the day before, when they announced Liv Morgan versus Carmella, I said, I am very excited to watch Liv Morgan stands meltdown when Carmella beats her on SmackDown.
You think Carmella takes the whole thing? You think we're going to get that?
No, because Carmella has a mask. She just got a marketable piece of equipment for her to sell on eShop. I know, like, laugh at me now, but it's really how
it's
I
judge so ugly.
Yes, it is. Lucha Mella, as I call her. And so Liv Morgan and Carmella have their match. It's another it's a 2-minute banger, let me tell you. Nope. And Carmella wins and Liv stands get upset. And Liv also is justifiably upset because we talk about this a billion times. Liv Morgan gets self-owned by, like, WWE self-owns themselves on their creative process with Liv Morgan. It's a joke at this point.
Yeah.
And for anyone asking, they're selling those Lucha Mella masks? Not yet.
Not yet. They will.
Halloween is just around the corner, my friends.
No one, who would, that's not even noteworthy. Like, that's not going to bridge the gap between, like, wrestling fans and actual pop culture. Like, you go out with that, no one's going to be your friend, Halloween.
Although it's, I guess in Spanish it would be El Hija del Vandale. Anyway, yeah, I call her Carmelucha. I call her Lucha Mella.
Oh my god! Yeah, it hasn't changed your moveset at all, though. So
yeah, so Carmelucha sounds like a dessert
with dulce de leche.
Yeah, it's dulce de leche with caramel.
Yeah.
Good god, you just had pie and I just had pecan.
It's not good. It's not great pie. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's very Lucha lit. Okay, Doudrop and Natalya. The reason why I say, let me tell you why I think Doudrop's winning the whole thing. They brought her in with Eva Marie. That is obviously crashed and burned, and they went to the well with that a bunch of times just to eventually write off Eva Marie. They did that. Yeah. And then they still like Doudrop. They still love what she brings to the TV. And as a result, like, remember the other night when she went into the office of Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville and was like, hey, give me the title shot. I want open challenge. And then, you know, remember what Sonya Deville says? Okay, but if you win, I want you to do that dance you do. And Doudrop did the dance. They really want to get that shit over. They love her as a character.
Yeah, and, you know, the way she was running down and, like, it's got the same vibes as Nikki At, like, as another superhero type character, like, without being too on the nose about it. Like, it's the same playbook, which, well, it's working. It's fine.
Yeah. Dana Brooke, Shayna Baszler. So they've set this up well in that Dana Brooke and Doudrop had their interaction after Shayna Baszler went after Dana Brooke. So now either Dana gets the win over Shayna and, like, it's absolutely hilarious, or they do Doudrop versus Shayna Baszler in the second round. Which is more
interesting,
likely.
At least. Yeah. That's clearly where it, well, I wouldn't say clearly because they do insane stuff all the time, but that would be a decent match. Looking forward to it. Hopefully it's longer than 2 minutes.
And then your finals are Doudrop and Carmella. Guess what? They're both on Raw. One is a heel, one is a face. You can do Zelina and Doudrop, sure, but I don't think people care. I mean, here's why Zelina and Doudrop would work. It's because the David versus Goliath. But the problem is, David is the heel in this case. So it doesn't really work.
Yeah, that doesn't. She's not an underdog that anyone's going to root for.
Like. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, Nia costing Shane of the match, it's possible, but at the same time, I think she's going to take a little bit of time off.
I think they just used Shayna to give a few people a bunch of quick, lengthy vacations is what happened there.
I love that they basically turned Shayna's character into, like, how to get all of your least favorite wrestlers out of the picture.
Like, who's the guy who makes, is it Bruce Pritchard who makes the calls? I can't remember who makes the call. It was JR back in the day, but, like.
It's Johnny Ace does it.
Johnny Ace. Well, anyway, Shayna's taking it in a different direction.
I just want you to know, you're a great worker. I can't yell because people are asleep. I'm sorry. So can we get Liv Morgan in AEW in the future? Sure, whatever. They can go anywhere. But at the end of the day, like, Liv's good. I don't know if Liv is like. I don't know. I think there's a lot of support for Liv, and that's great. I don't think Liv is like the most incredible women's wrestler in the world that a lot of people are trying
like
to
say. The pair, the out of the pair, the one I want in AEW is in AEW.
Right. And that's Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, again, like could Liv has improved immensely. She's great, but I just, there's nothing there. So that's basically the Queen's Crown tournament. There's really, again, like this is why you shouldn't care about this tournament. It will lead nowhere. It's going to lead to people where
we're in and out so fast. It doesn't like there's nothing to it. Like
I'll prove it to you even faster as we get into this. On SmackDown, you saw those ripoff dollar store Iron Thrones that they had.
Yeah, very bad.
They don't care.
No,
they didn't like it.
It was thrown together because they're like, oh wait, did you? It was like they were looking at the rider for the contract, and it had like, I want a King of the Ring, I want a Hell in a Cell, I want a Brock Lesnar, I want.
And so, actually, here I'll give you even more reason not to care about the King of the Ring. On Friday, earlier in the day, on socials, Nakamura, who was now going as King Nakamura, took off his crown and presented it to Adam Pearce. And Pearce said, well,
because he's an honorable man.
We are going to restart this tournament, blah, 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 blah. Nakamura is not in the fucking tournament, man.
I know. It's so weird. Like, why is he not? Like, no, it's because after, we're going to watch him face every single competitor from the tournament one at a time over the next 4 months of SmackDown.
No, I think what they're going to do with Nakamura is he's going to face Mansoor one-on-one for the Intercontinental Championship in Saudi, and Mansoor is going to win the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, you're right.
That or they're not going to give Mansoor and Ali the SmackDown tag titles because that's
that's doesn't Uso. Work. Yeah, yeah. Woof.
There you go, friends. We just laid it out for you in about 30 minutes. Told you why the Queen's Crown and the King of the Ring mean nothing, why you should stop caring about it, and really why you should just go back to enjoying wrestling for what it is. Huh. Bianca Belair. I'm sorry, I was going to do it.
She put the man through the boss.
Three ways. Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch.
Every woman gets a table. It's a fair deal. That's pretty good.
In COVID times, I was very happy to see they were spaced out for a little bit. They were going to sign separately, and then they were going to come together. What did you think of the contract signing on SmackDown? Was it fun for you? Was it good?
I liked she put the man through the boss. That's good. I like that.
Little funny. Things.
Yeah, it's a little things. And she did it well. I think they botched that. I don't know. It kind of looked like it was supposed to be both of them through the table at the same time, but I don't know.
I think it was two, actually.
Yeah.
And it looks like Sasha kind of jumped off. Sasha
slipped off.
And they had to figure it out.
Yeah.
They called Nada.
They recovered fine. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember how Sasha got on the table, though, now that I think of it. I remember her kicking towards Bianca's stomach, but Bianca had Becky on her shoulders. How did Sasha get on the table? Did she just get foot shoved? That's it.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't like Sasha's chances for that triple threat now. She gets put down by foot shove.
Belair had Lynch on her shoulders and swung her feet.
Oh,
into
she
Banks.
Kicked her. Yeah, you're right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had used her feet. Blow to the head. That works. I'm fine with that. Good recovery, girls.
Yeah. So Becky and Bianca are on Raw. We talked about this on the Wednesday show. Sasha is either going to win this match, or because on Raw this coming Monday, it's going to be a tag team match with Charlotte and Bianca and Becky and I can't do this. We have the triple threat plus Charlotte. Put Charlotte in, make it a fatal four-way, and make it either for both belts, winner take all, or, you know, two out of three falls.
Yeah, which there's still a possibility of that. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. Two out of three falls would be more interesting than the fatal four-way for both, because I don't want the Becky two belts crap.
Charlotte's not in the Queen's Crown tournament. People were, you know, saying that she was going to do it. And I sat there saying, no, it's too obvious. Same thing with Xavier Woods. Too obvious. Winning the King of the Ring. So instead, they're going to put her in the match. And that's fine. Put her in the match. It'll be a great four-way. Give them a lot of time. I'm sure it's going to be a fun match.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy peasy. Is Rey Mysterio the worst father in the world?
Not the worst, but he's not a good one.
An awful father. I don't even want to talk about Mysterio and Zayn because there it is.
Yeah, it's more the same. Like, I don't. God bless Sami Zayn. He's doing his best.
Yeah, going back to the Fatal 4-Way, yeah, first fall gets the Raw title, second fall gets the SmackDown Women's title.
Actually, I think that'd be great. I think that would be such an interesting way to do it that they don't do all the time. Like, do that, please.
That's what I meant by two out of three falls. Sorry, that is what I meant. Yeah, two falls, one and one. They did it with Kurt Angle and Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit, where it was the three. And it's
a great match.
Yeah, it was a great match. You can do it, make it happen. Pat McAfee is not going to Saudi, by the way.
I don't know. I saw that. Now he's not invited. I guess he said something at some point in the past.
I'll pull the curtain back for a second. I helped Jeremy Lambert with that news on Fightful. We were chatting about just other stuff for Fightful Gaming, and I was on Reddit and I pulled out that, you know, apparently blah, 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 blah. And I pull up the Pat McAfee show from that day, and the conversation was like Pat being like, you know, I'm not going. Or someone asked, like, oh, everyone going? And is it better now? And Pat's like, no, I'm not going.
It's not better. It's exactly the same. What are you talking about? That's a stupid question.
It felt like Pat said very matter-of-factly, like, I'm not going. All the power to him. See you, bye. Like, very hands off.
Yeah, because that's how you deal with that.
But then he kind of made amends for his own, like, bluntness by saying stuff like, oh, you know, to enact change, you need to bring the change. He tried to use the company lines, tried to be a little bit better.
Yeah, this company ain't change, I can tell you that much.
Right. Like, and like Elliot's saying, he doesn't need the money.
Exactly. Which is why I'm, but he also doesn't need this gig. I think he just really enjoys it. Like, so it's like, I don't think that he needs to be super polite with this or with Vince for that matter. I think they're just happy to have him around because he's, you know, good at this and he's just happy to do it.
If I had to guess, so Pat, going back to Saudi and Pat and that story, when there was that whole kerfuffle with Crown Jewel a couple years ago when the flights got canceled and they ended up bringing in all of NXT to do the show. So Pat was brought on for hour two of that episode of SmackDown. And that ended up being like his impromptu tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he said afterwards when he was signing his contract was, I don't want to go over there and I don't have to. And I make so much money that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So, like he's got so much power in this. Like it's actually, like I find him really, really refreshing because there's no fear in him when he's on commentary. Like he'll just do really strange, interesting things that I don't know that is getting like the okay all the time. I think he's just been given the green light to be himself, which is refreshing. Like I don't think he's the one listening to Vince in his ear all the time, you know?
Yeah, honestly, the edible story from Friday was funnier. Hilarious.
That's so great. Yeah, and that it was a good... He did great on commentary. It was funny the whole night.
That was clearly a bit, and it was funny as hell. And that's why I posted it as like he's going to do what now? And people were like, Pat McAfee's going to be high on SmackDown.
The marijuana. Yeah, man. He probably didn't at all. Two, is not that... You can manage.
Yeah, exactly. He's high 24/7.
His job is to talk like shit on TV. It's not a big deal.
Exactly. So now everyone was like, looking at him under a fine tooth comb the whole night, be like, oh, did you say that because
he was just like saying stuff to like goad people. It was crazy.
Yeah, he's just popping himself. Good on him.
People
who pop themselves on the internet all day and think it's funny, so why not? Anyway, what are they gonna do? They're gonna fire them? No, exactly. They're maybe gonna be looked at unfavorably, but guess what? There are plenty of places for them to work nowadays. Why not?
It's good.
What else from Raw was good? They're going to do Hell in a Cell. What do you think of that promo
with Seth? That was from SmackDown. We're talking about Raw. Yeah.
We can talk about Raw. Fuck that.
Well, you said Raw. You didn't say the right shows.
Sorry, SmackDown.
SmackDown.
It's late.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. I actually thought it was really good. This is what Hell in a Cell should be. Wish it wasn't in stupid Saudi Arabia. And wish we didn't just have a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. Here's the thing. Like this is the perfect use of that match. Edge came out and delivered it with like such gusto that it was he did a damn good job being like, you, me, Hell in a Cell. It's great. I wish I could watch the match.
And that's why it's so hard to talk about a lot of this stuff because it's like we're building to a show that so many people are like, I don't want to watch this. I feel weird and dirty watching this and uncomfortable.
And I mean, I don't know. I feel whatever. There's so much stuff that the WWE has done and that so many companies have done that are despicable. And like, this isn't the straw that broke the camel's back. I just don't like the aesthetic of these pay-per-views. Like, and like, I find the whole thing cringy. Like I hate watching it. I don't find it entertaining. It's not so much like a political stance, although I'm pretty vocal about my political opinion about it, but like me not watching it isn't because of like a boycott, because like if I was that pissed at WWE for one of the, you know, they've done tons of other much more despicable things than just make some money in an autocracy. But it's I don't know, it sucks because this pay-per-view has actually been built very well, except for the queen and king of the ring crap. But like,
yeah, we just talked our way out of why it's not important. And Ma Dan saying like Edge's delivery was great, and it was, it really was. The funny thing about the Saudi show right now is that like they had such an awful time dealing with the Saudi government the last couple of times they've gone. So for them, everyone talks about like what the pandemic was good for in some ways. Like in AEW, it was great to get their women's division back on track, to realize you can rely on women who were not Joshi wrestlers to come in and really even out your women's division. They learned that. Impact learned that you can have really good TV if you just focus and do get as much content as you can done and do stuff differently. WWE learned that maybe cooling off your multi-million dollar Saudi arrangements will help you in the long run.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just, yeah, it looks silly. It's a weird, like they keep trying to spin it. It doesn't sound like they even believe it. Like all of their spin, just, it's so half-hearted, like, and their own workforce is just like, no.
So, yeah. And like Elliot brings it up, like even the people in Saudi aren't interested. They sold out the first show because had interest. And do you remember the first show, the Greatest Royal Rumble, where it was like couches all over for like the Saudi family to sit on, and most of them had like their phones up and they were facing the other side, like looking into the crowd and not into the ring. It was super casual. They didn't care. And this time maybe they'll get 20,000, but yeah, half stadium was empty last time. They also held it last time at like an ungodly hour.
Half the stadium is empty because half the population isn't allowed out of doors without a man. So whatever.
They did a thing last year with that. They were like, you can go if you're a woman with a kid. I don't know. I don't care. But either way, I'm not gonna make excuses for it. It's not what I'm here for. But like the Saudi shows have just become, they're just there. They're just there.
And they're where they make horrifying decisions about their booking that actually have like lasting impact. Again, I don't care. You want to do these, treat them like a house show. That's how it should be. Like it should really not, they should not be a pay-per-view. Like,
was there anything else from SmackDown that like really stuck out to you that you really thought was interesting?
We got Naomi and Sonya Deville next week. I mean, I don't see there being much to that, but yeah.
Can I give you my hot take?
Yeah. What's your hot take?
It's not going to be Sonya.
Yeah.
Sonya's oh gonna no. Come out.
They're not going to blow the pay-per-view level match on a SmackDown.
It's not going to be Sonya.
But they're going to advertise it.
She's going to come out. She's going to have a surrogate, and the surrogate's going to be Tamina.
Yeah.
And Tamina's nobody is going to squash Naomi.
Yeah.
And because Tamina's now on SmackDown.
That sounds very correct.
Yeah, and then there's Happy Talk. I don't really care.
I talked about this in our Discord. At least they gave Moss another new joke this week. I thought they did the replay, and I was concerned that they were just going to replay that and not do another dumb joke. Like, but yeah, it seems like they're just doing this to give Corbin and Kevin something to do. Like, their beatdown was so lackluster. It was just like, yeah, this is how you set up a wrestling feud, right? Like, let's just do the bare minimum to get these guys a match in Saudi Arabia.
And like, Kevin Owens will beat Madcap Moss.
Which I want to see that match. I'm actually very interested in that match. So
there was a really funny moment at a house show that came up last night. It was an open challenge for for the US championship. And out came KO to take on Damian Priest. And then all of a sudden Seth Rollins' music hits. And KO goes to the corner of the ring and just does this. Just head down. Head down onto the turnbuckle, like, oh, why?
Just sad KO is the foil to happy Corbin. Got it.
So hold on. So Evan's bringing up the point that my gimmick is Tamina. I have to say, like, I'm not doing the gimmick.
No,
I'm not doing
I think
the Tamina stand gimmick. Like, I really, I'm telling you, it's going to be Tamina. It's not going to be a call-up. It's not going to be some big surprise. It's not going to be Dakota Kai. It's not going to be Mia Yim. It's going to be Tamina.
If Sonya Deville comes out and here's my heavy, Dakota Kai.
Doesn't work.
Like a woman half of her own size. Like,
I appreciate everyone for calling me out on the Tamina thing. I know it's so easy for me
to dug like, yourself a hole here, sir.
It's fine. Listen, also, I've learned to have a lot of respect and love for Tamina. She's actually an amazing human being. Like, yeah, as a wrestler, yeah, probably not my favorite. But as like a person, she has proven time and again that she is pretty flippin' cool. So like, yeah. I can't be upset about that. KO leaving, being convinced about that. Yeah, listen, I made the joke after the draft. I said, you know, good on Raw for getting KO for the next 4 months.
Okay, so I think I saw some Instagram, you know, some lazy composites for clicks.
That's every day, Tim.
Yeah, his indie name was Kevin Steen.
Yeah, that's his name. That's his legit name.
That's his name?
Yeah, Kevin Steen. Oh,
that's surprising.
Go ahead, Tim. Talk shit about it. I dare you.
I mean, he's Quebecois. I thought he'd have like a cool French name.
No, it's Kevin Steen.
Kevin Steen. Okay, fine, whatever, real name.
I will always lose my mind for Tamina. She's the best. It could be Xia Li, sure, but again, it's like
she's also, you gotta make her
dangerous,
like,
AF.
Yeah, I don't know, you need someone like imposing, and like Xia Li, you know, she'll knock you out, but she's also shorter than Sonya Deville. Like, you need someone bigger than Sonya Deville. That is how this visual gag works. Like,
and you can also play it off as like, no more shit, I want to face you. And every week Sonya Deville comes out and is like, oh, it's not me, it is this person.
Shanky.
It's Veer. Yay. Oh, do you want to talk about Dynamite? Let's move over to AEW. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Hangman's back. Are you excited?
Hangman's back. Did we not talk about Hangman as a possibility?
We did, but we also tried to not discredit it, but we tried to dispute it because sometimes in AEW, Wait a little while longer.
And like, you know what? I still don't love it. Like, I'm glad Hangman's back because I missed him. But like, I think they kind of didn't do the best that they could have with this storyline. Like, it's still got, you know, room to go, but like.
Tell me more. What did you not like?
I just don't think they did the work to really get it to pay off, because like, there was all of this Dark Order stuff that happened that, again, most of it's being done on dark elevation. I don't care. They reconcile. Hangman's not a part of it. So Hangman was part of that story. Now he's not a part of that story. Now he's back, but after losing a match where the stipulation was that you can't challenge for the title, he comes back, he wins the chip. So now he can challenge for the title. I get that it's a way to get him back in the picture, but Kenny's been so busy with these dream matches that he feels like such an afterthought now that it's just like, And they could still fix it. There's still time to salvage it. It's just like, it's not quite what I was hoping.
So we have a month. I understand that feeling. I don't disagree with you, because when I saw it, I was like, this is great. Listen to that pop. He had an excellent pop. I cannot deny
that. And that match was like, it felt like they didn't have a ton of time because it was on Dynamite, because it was like big spot, big spot, big spot, big spot, big spot. Like, everyone, you get a spot and everyone's going to get their spot, but you've only got a couple. So hit them and then we'll go to the finish. Like, it happened very good.
Shout out to Matt Hardy, who's like halfway to his deathbed. And guess what he does? He still does the spots he needs to hit.
Matt Hardy shit. Yeah, it was great.
I think what some people maybe wanted out of this build to bring back Hangman is that Hangman wins his way into a title shot that's not a chance match, or like a match like this one. Like, the world title eliminator tournament that they announced on Rampage, for some people that would have been good enough to get.
That would have been great for me, because you can play, you can drag it out. Because I haven't seen Hangman in weeks, right? And like, for him to just be back and in the top, I'm just like, oh, that's not really, like, I wanted to see him fight for a little more, right? Like, I wanted to feel that he's an underdog, but he's not at all now. Like, he's just dominant. And it's like, okay.
So, like, clearly the crowd was excited. And clearly the crowd wants him to be there. And clearly there is expectation that he moves on to face Kenny and probably wins at Full Gear. I hear you. It felt a little weird after the fact. Like in the moment, seeing him enter.
Oh,
the
no, it was great. Good. Like, it's just not, you know, I had really high hopes for this specific storyline, and I just don't think it played out quite as, like, it didn't build as much as I was really hoping to, because we lost Hangman for a while. Like, while Kenny's off having this feud with Brian, like, we could have been having like a little tournament or something where Hangman's like slogging it through guys week after week or something. Like,
yeah, it could have been. Yeah. And we'll see how Adam Cole and Hangman interact. Because so after the show, Tim, did you watch Road to the Top?
No.
Neither did I.
No, so. Joel. Okay, good. although I will say their package, they seem to focus heavily on like the behind the scenes of AEW, which is like, you know what? You're doing the smart thing. This isn't just an annoying couples reality show, but it probably is. I'm never going to watch it. But
will them doing a backstage thing be enough for you to watch Rose to the Top?
No, never. Okay. They've tried that 2 weeks in a row now, and it hasn't worked yet. So
there are two episodes there.
Yeah, and they're like, we'll speak to Hangman at the first. I was like, I guess you will. Have fun.
So they did that. This is what I was getting to. They spoke to Hangman afterwards, and they didn't bring up the fact that Adam Cole's in the company. They just kind of played it off as a shock. And then the idea was, I just got back and I'm going to go hang out with my friends, presumably Dark Order. So I feel like on BTE, it'll be a start of the meshing again. And then hopefully when we get to Dynamite on Wednesday, we'll start having that whole, actually it's not Dynamite. It's not on Wednesday. It's on Saturday this week. They'll do a whole thing where Hangman and Dark Order interact again as we start to build towards full gear. What do you think? Is that enough for you to at least start moving towards full gear? Which is, again, it's in a month.
I'm disappointed that so much work is being done on like the ancillary shows. That's disappointing to me. And I think Hangman, like, I don't want to hear Hangman talk on Road to the Top. I want to hear Hangman talk on Dynamite. Like, it's just, and we will. But there's just so much, I don't know, he's been completely absent from my perspective for the last while. So, yeah, we'll see. There's still potential, but I'm disappointed in how it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, and there you go. Rose to the Top. It's half-half. Half couple, half backstage wrestling show.
Yeah, half, that's half too much watching of the thing that I'm not going to watch. Yeah.
Half me not watching, half me asking Tim if he watched it.
Yeah, precisely that. It's the two hands meeting in the middle, and it's just Rose to the Top. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Dan brings up the fact that Kenny will challenge his confidence and he'll go through all the Elite members.
Okay. Could be good. I think that would be good. Yeah, and that works. That gives me the uphill battle that I want to see Hangman go through to get back to Kenny. And I think that, yeah, the two of them can have a good little battle of words that gets us into this position. Hopefully that's where they're going with it.
Yeah, why not? It works for me. Going back to the Elite, we have the Super Elites taking on the team of Bryan Danielson, Christian Cage, and Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. Very hot opener, very fun match. Again, when they opened with that, that kind of swayed me to think that Hangman would be coming back in the ladder match. Yeah. Because when the opening with that and the way that match went, holy crap, it went 50 miles an hour on the freeway. It was good stuff. It was a good fast-paced match. Was there anything that really stood out from those from you, from that 8-man tag?
No, I got to say, I enjoy the shenanigans that the Young Bucks and Adam Cole get up to in the ring.
I think I'm done.
They're a bunch of douchebags.
That's true. I think I'm done with Jungle Boy getting pinned, though.
Yeah, like if we're going to keep building it, like I thought we were building towards him being like big shit, and it just kind of that fell by the wayside too.
He's young, he can take it, but you can only do that so many times before it becomes a bigger point of like concern.
Yeah, and it's also like, again, it's the depth of their roster is making it kind of challenging now, because Christian's also just a run-in guy lately. Like he's doing all his business on Impact, and he just comes, runs in and does the thing like last few weeks, so.
Yeah,
man, that's Christian.
And Luchasaurus was the biggest star in that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he shone through the whole thing, and it was like, oh.
It's good. Shined, I liked it.
Shone. Doesn't matter. Sheen? I'm going to eat more pie.
Shooned. CM Punk comes out, he talks, and he's like, hey, you sick of me yet?
A bunch of us at home, a little bit, like, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Getting there. He talked about shoes. Yeah. He gave some kid his shoes. He was like, I don't care. I'm not a sneakerhead. I don't get it. I try not to be too much of a consumerist as my identity.
That's what I missed. I tweeted out the other day that the AEW locker room is now a love of Oreos, fruit, and video games. I meant to say Oreo, fruit, video games, and shoes.
Yeah, they're all sneakerheads, and it's just like, man, awesome. I don't know.
Every wrestler's vlog is now about what shoes so-and-so gifted to me or that I picked up this week. And I think it's hilarious. I'm not a sneakerhead, neither are you, so it's not a culture that I can tell you much about. You ain't
even making it. Like, I don't know, if you're making your own shoes, that'd be a little more interesting. Take some pride in that, but if you're just buying shit off the shelf, I don't care.
Some of them are designing them.
No, I mean, they're going into a meeting with someone in, like, AutoCAD or whatever the hell you mock up shoes in, and they're like, yeah, that's cool, and then they leave, and then it's their shoe, and then somebody else makes it in probably four different factories for different other companies in four different countries, and it's assembled somewhere in a fifth country, and then it comes in, and a company that doesn't make anything slaps their name on it. Anyway.
So CM Punk comes out, and he's like, yeah. Hey, you bored of me yet? And then he said, and then he begins his slow heel turn by asking the crowd if they want cheesecakes.
I lived in Philly. It's cheesecake, right? Yeah.
And of course, you know, he does the match on Rampage with Daniel Garcia. That was a million miles of fun. There's not much I can say other than CM Punk wearing long tights is still weird when he does it. So
he's going back and forth. It's weird.
Yeah, why not? It was a fun match on Friday. So there you go. I'm not gonna add anything else to it because most of the time we're talking about the beats. Speaking of which, Tim, when was the last time somebody stood outside your house stoking a fire?
I'm going to say, this is the best thing that Cody has done in AEW. I'm enjoying how bananas this is. Arn Anderson? I didn't know. I thought Sting was just the GOAT as far as like their use of legends in this company. Arn Anderson has now taken on a whole new level.
Give me, oh my God, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Shoot me in the face?
We don't need to burn that. Arson Anderson?
No, it's Arm and Arson.
Oh my God, Arm and Arson. We got NRA. Oh man. Honestly, like that whole segment was so funny. Like, and Cody played it well. Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb that I love it. I love it so much. Like, I'm happy. I'm happy to see Cody now on Dynamite and exclusively Dynamite, like for 5 minutes. And it's so funny because of Arn Anderson more than anything. But like, they're playing well together.
I'm going to ruin this now. I don't think I have no inside track, but because I know some friends here who happen to listen to the Distraction are here. I'm just going to say it. If that cold open isn't one of them burning a tie next week. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about other people's shows because I don't do that. So Arn and Cody, listen, I loved it. It was so stupid. It was so much fun. Arn Anderson is having the best moment of his career.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Like, I'm really pleased with this. It feels good not to just, you know, shit on Cody arbitrarily.
Yeah, exactly.
My concern is that it's going to turn into Cody taking on a whole new horrible identity. But whatever. I think he's turning.
Cody
heel.
Anderson.
He might turn.
Cody's going to come out. Cody's going to come out with a gun and start shooting. Oh, sorry. No, I can't
Jesus
do this.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry,
it's almost Florida. No, here. It's not Florida. They're not in Florida anymore.
It's Florida this week.
Oh, shit. just get a crocodile or an alligator. They have alligators there. Just have Cody walk out with an alligator, blow up the pyro, get him, you know, get a terrified alligator on stage. Let's see what happens. Yeah, the Stardust reference, man. The Stardust reference.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
And of course, slapping him in the face. I was just like, oh, we just slapped him like a bitch.
Because he's Arn motherfucking Anderson.
Because he's Arn Anderson.
It would have been if he just slapped him in the face and pulled out a gun and just cocked it. They're not going to pull guns, but man.
Cody runs into Brian Pillman Jr.'s house, but it's Cody with the gun this time. I'm into it. Let's do it.
Hey, do it. Do it up.
Bobby Fish is All Elite. has a match with Sammy.
Is he signed?
Sammy Guevara.
Jeremy Guevara.
Thank you.
So he signed there. That happened he's fast, officially man. Signed.
So I don't really think it happened fast as much as it was. They played it off as such. I think they had it. Sorry. Something.
He's also Bobby Fish, so he's not like, you know, he's not the hottest ticket on the market. So it's just like, you can bring him in. He's very talented veteran guy. Like,
Yeah, he's there.
I forgot. He did a tremendous job in that match. Like, yeah, that was a very good match. And I was like, I didn't know Bobby Fish could do this, but it's because they won't let him in WWE. So
go back and watch some of his stuff from Ring of Honor. So go back and watch just some of his stuff over the years.
That's the thing. So like,
good wrestler.
I look, okay, as a guy who's not so deep into wrestling, I like people would talk about the differences. Like, they'd talk about Bryan Danielson in Ring of Honor. They'd talk about, and you know, all these other guys in the indie, how they had different styles. And I was like, I barely even noticed the difference. I see it now for some people. Like, Bryan Danielson wrestling in AEW is completely different from Daniel Bryan. And I'm shocked by that. I didn't know it could be that different. But clearly there's just such a different production taste. Like, and Bobby Fish entertained me in a match on his own. Like,
I think I made reference to this, and I did it in a room where most of the people were very big AEW fans and not WWE style fans. And that's fine. Like, I approach WWE very differently than I approach AEW.
Yeah,
they're
different.
MLW, than I approach Impact. Everyone is approached differently in my brain. Mm-hmm. WWE wrestling it's not wrestling. Mm. It's not. It's entertainment. It is simulated athletics. Mm-hmm. There is, it's all there for a story. They're building to the moment, or they're just waiting for a moment. And that's what it is. That's the story.
Well, yeah. And that's like,
that's fine.
AEW will do, like, they're more comfortable doing big spot, big spot, big spot, big spot, which I enjoy. And there's a time and a place for it. Like, I don't want always that, because like, they are different styles, but that's the thing. They're different. I wouldn't say that there's like a superior one. It just depends what you're looking for in the moment or what your personal preference is, because like, the WWE style can be very, very good. What Roman has been doing in the ring with that style, telling a story in the ring, has been very, very strong. Like, the Hell in a Cell match he had with Jay originally, when he first started this kind of thing, there was very little wrestling in it. But that was a great match for me. Like, I really enjoyed every minute of it, and I didn't expect to. So, like, I don't know. And it's the same thing. You see them teasing it out in NXT. They're learning how to tell a story through the match with a lot of selling and stuff. So, I see it. I see it now. I didn't before. And a lot of characters, yeah.
It's a lot of character development, which, again, in AEW, it's very much more presented in a sports mentality, which is, again, it's fine. It's a completely different viewpoint, how they get from point A to point B. It is people competing for the taste of glory and for championships.
Yeah.
And some side stories include, I'm upset with you. And some side stories include, you know, silly shit like America's Top Team. But actually, going to the America's Top Team thing, that is the most WWE thing they do, because that is featuring Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, like their most WWE story-driven guys.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And you know what? I shit on CJ a lot. I do. But this is something where he brings a different side of the story, or a different side of the entertainment, the variety aspect, to AEW. Mm-hmm. And some people are going to hate it. I don't always hate it. Because
this is
match.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's funny. Like, I enjoyed the Mimosa Mayhem thing. Like, you know, they do stuff all the time that I really, really, really enjoy. Like, there's all sort, and there's stuff that's like the worst of it, where like, inside of an amazing match, they did the super kick round table that never ended in the cage with the Lucha Brothers and Young Bucks. Like, there are things that are bad about both styles. Like, they're it at its worst and it at its best. But like, that ladder match was like, you know, I see a lot of ladder matches lately, but that was like a punchy, good ladder match with great, like, great big spot, big spot, big spot, big spot, big finish, done. Like, I'm happy with that, because that's what I wanted Wednesday night, like, late. I was like, I'm done with this show. But like, this is a great match for what it is, when it is. Like, it's not a pay-per-view match. I don't need it to build. Like, I just need, show me all the cool shit and let me go to bed.
Yeah, there is literally something for everyone out there in terms of wrestling. And I'm not going to be like, if you don't like it, don't watch. Because no, that's not what it is. But like, find what you like about it
Yeah.
And like, think about that more than find what you don't like about it.
Yeah.
I just.
What I do like is American Top Teams. I like not
taking shit seriously.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I like that. Not taking shit seriously.
Well, I'll transition that into what I was going to say about the American Top Teams thing. Like, Dan Lambert is getting absolutely nuclear heat, which is impressive. Like, just how much people hate him is hilarious to me. And, you know, because he's saying awful dude shit, and it's great. It's working. He's a heel. And, yeah, I'm glad that Masvidal is at ringside, but I'm disappointed that Junior Dos Santos is the one who's getting in the ring.
Of all the people who can do it, I'm fine with it being him. I'm sure Masvidal getting in the ring is on the table, but I just don't think... I think they want to build to it. I think they want to get Dos Santos in the ring because it's a six-man. It's easy.
Yeah.
He can come in, do a few spots, and then get out.
Well, I think Dos Santos is good for the athletic part of it. I don't think he has a ton of charisma for this, sadly.
Yeah.
Whereas Masvidal, he's more charisma than, you know, anything, so...
That's fine. And it'll be good. And it'll be fun for Miami on Saturday night. It'll be good. A good match to watch. Yeah, people are excited to watch Junior Dos Santos.
Mod Dan there with the true fact statement. Yeah, that's he is the most retired, which is, yeah, he can definitely get in the ring now.
Yeah, easy peasy. They announced the TBS championship. It is a women's division championship. I did not expect it. A lot of people thought trios championship.
We talked about it. We did talk about it as a thing, didn't we?
Yep. By the way, speaking of Cain Velasquez, as it's in the chat, Cain is making his return to AAA in December.
Apparently.
Cain Velasquez back in AAA. That's cool. Okay. Yes, we did talk about what the championship could be. We talked about it could be the women's championship, could be tag division, could be whatever. And we didn't settle on TBS championship.
No.
I think the only reason we didn't is because that move is still 3 months away. And I don't think we expected the TBS championship to be a big, long build to get to it, especially as a women's division championship.
Yeah, like I felt the need for that title is also 3 months away. So I'm a bit surprised by this because I think they could have used something like the trios a lot more right now. Because they're just going to give it to Jade. Right? That's all I see. Well, you know, I'm not going to cement anything, but that's what I see happening right now. Because I don't think they need it. Yeah. I don't think they need that title yet. Like,
I see a lot of people saying it's Jade. I get it. I don't disagree with it.
Yeah.
But there are certainly other people who could win it. Kylan King, Layla Hirsch, Thunder Rosa is obviously going to come up. I think
that's Thunder Rosa is another one for sure.
You could do two belts, Brit. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know what this title is—the TBS Championship. It's the Brandy Show. It's the Brandy Show Championship. Hell yeah. What's wrong? What are you doing? Are you okay?
I mean, that bitch show is not much better, but I'll take it over that.
Oh, so the first airing of TBS for Dynamite is January 5th. They got plenty of time. Yeah, Jamie Hayter. There you go.
That'd Why be not? Good. That'd be funny. But I mean, again, I just don't think that division is what needed another title right now. 3 months from now, yes, they will need it, but not yet.
I think this is a closing in on a response to WWE not putting their women's division at the forefront anymore.
Fair. That's what it is. They've stepped up and are very, we'll get to that too, very evidently willing to get real like competitive with it now. So they're confident. They're in a place of confidence at the moment that they weren't in a few months ago. So.
I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. I want them to book their women's division better in AEW. I don't think I want to continue. I don't want to say, I'm just going to flat out say it. Stop booking all of your women's matches on Dark and Dark Elevation. Stop putting your women's matches at the 9 o'clock, 9:30 hour, whatever it is. Start moving that around the card.
Well, I think this mandates that. Like they're making it, we have to now, right? So
it has to stay that way too.
Hmm. Well, I think I think they made it clear that this one's going to be defended on Dynamite or whatever. So,
well, it'll be the TBS championship. The idea is that it stays on TBS and the TNT title stays on the TNT property, which is currently still Rampage,
which actually I like that for mid-card titles. Like it gives them like a specific purpose, which is kind of interesting to me. So
Yeah, listen, there are ways to make this work. I will give it the benefit for now. Mm-hmm. I just, their women's division has left a lot to be desired, especially lately. They had the women, they had the match, the Ruby Soho Britt Baker match headline at Arthur Ashe, which was great. And again, we talked about that because it was the only title match on the card. Therefore, it made perfect sense for it to be the main event. It was an important match. However, since then, every single women's match has been 9:15, 9:23, going into the lull before the major main event match.
Yeah.
That's got to stop. So we'll see what happens. The TBS title, it's cool. It's important. I think it's going to bring some more opportunities for the women. And
I mean, they got the roster for it, and it's going to keep increasing, I think, on that side of things. So
yeah, it's also bigger than the actual women's title.
the tiny fingernail type baby belt is still weird looking to me. This one, I don't know. I don't love the look of the giant corporate logo belts, but whatever. WWE has gotten real bad with that. So
Dante Martin and Aleister Black. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Malakai Black.
Malakai Black. Yeah.
So let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you why I like this. Mm. Remember weeks and weeks and weeks ago, we talked about Tony Khan saying Dante Martin is one big win away from breaking through. And you and I kept saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, I wish Dante Martin would win this match. I think Dante Martin's going to give Malakai Black his first loss so that when Cody faces Malakai Black in that third match, Malakai Black can lose and it's not as big a deal.
Yeah, I think that, it's vindication makes a lot of for sense. Cody. Yeah. Cody and whatever new persona he comes out with.
It's for Malakai Black, that face mask, not the face mask, but the face paint, it's a symbiote.
Yeah.
He's been taken over. Because again, if you have face paint in AEW, that's the lore. That's what it is.
Who was someone was oh yeah, like I saw the Shara Sack thing. Interviewing Thunder Rosa, and then MJF's just bullying people who paint half their face.
How funny was that? Yeah. I love that he comes up and he's like, why do you paint half your face? Is it because of your horrible defect? I cackled.
Yeah,
so that's where I think it's going. Dante Martin did take that black mask like a champ. Looked real good. And yeah, you know, the segment was fine, but I just think this is that Dante Martin is one big win away from breaking through. And I think that's going to be the big win when he shocks everyone and pins Malakai Black.
Do it. Yeah, I'm here for
Dante
that.
Dante is going to die first. Maybe Dante is going to get the symbiote. Dante is the House of Black. Anyway, I don't really want to talk about Cage and Ricky Starks because they had a match and it was fine. It wasn't much. It was Hook fun. Wasn't there, right? Was Hook there?
Hook was ran there. In. Hook took offense. He actually got hit. Yeah.
You're right. Sorry, he got a move on these him. Things out of my brain.
Yeah. He hit Cage in the balls. He helped Ricky Starks win.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's good.
Sheeta and Deep. Sorry. They show the thing, the placard, not the placard, the award.
The award.
I said, man, they are gonna play this out as Sheeta doesn't win here.
They're
gonna have her bring this out every single week with the stupid placard every week until she finally gets it.
I really enjoyed that. I was like, yes, step on those streams. That was great. Because, like, you know, everyone expects, because for so long, it's just been like, yes, the expected thing will happen with stuff like that. And it's like, no, like they took this opportunity to introduce Serena Deeb's new heel character. And they're just going to keep carting that out.
I liked it. The match was great. Do not get me wrong.
No,
just the second one I saw them pull up that award, that statuette, I was laughing. I'm like, oh, they are not going to give it to her tonight. They are going to pull it back. And it will play into some sort of story, I'm sure.
Yeah,
man. That's cool.
That was good.
Yeah, so overall, like a very good match. It was something that really needed to happen, especially on Dynamite, because we've been talking about having better quality women's matches. And for those two to come out and do it, there's no one else who could in that time slot. It was real good. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else from that match or those two that you want to see coming out? maybe moving forward, Serena Deeb is a face instead of a heel?
No. Instead of heel.
No?
Good. No, it's good.
Looks like commentary was confused, though. They didn't know who the face was.
Yeah. I mean, I think Excalibur kept pulling it back. Because he knows what's up consistently, but he's like the only one.
Fair. And then finally, we don't talk about the casino ladder match, but we will talk about Darby Allin getting yeeted into a stop sign by MJF and the hooded men.
MJF was also hooded.
The masked hoodlums.
Yeah.
As they were called. You know what? Everyone's saying clearly it's the pinnacle. That was what they were saying on commentary. What if it's not? What if it's not the pinnacle?
Wardlow has a very specific body structure, and he delivered the F10 to him onto the, like, they all looked Brock. It looked very physically like the pinnacle, so maybe they found just the perfect looking body dudes, like.
Mass JF.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, MJF's going to come out on Saturday night and be like, it could have been anyone.
If they swerve us with that, that's fun, and I'm very here for that, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
You think the match is going to go off on Saturday? I think they said it's going to happen. After they said that it wasn't, I think they said it will now.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea now then. Yeah.
We'll see what happens on Saturday, but Rampage on Friday is going to be good this coming Friday. It'll be live. Live. We'll talk about it. Probably next week, though.
Yeah.
It's Tyson Tomko.
The last time I brought him up, someone told me he's in jail, but I think he got out now, right?
No, he's not in jail. It was the whole thing that he is a happy grandfather who likes to go fishing.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I wasn't kidding about that. That was AEW. Good. That was Rampage. I watched GCW last night. You and I talked offline about Knockouts Knockdown from Impact, and we actually talked about the beginning of the show and said that you wanted to check it out. I do recommend it. A very good show. Go out of your way. Impact Plus puts on some really, really cool specialty shows. Go see that. I watched GCW last night. Holy shit. This is a company on the rise.
Was it gory?
Sometimes.
Like, it's often gory.
It is often gory, but I also think if you think back to what ECW was in the 90s, this really is getting there.
Ooh, okay.
And it was such a good night. So many people. Thunder Rosa walked out and inserted herself into a match. Leo Rush inserted himself into a match. The Briscoes from ROH went in and they challenged they came out after Second Gear Crew, who are the tag champs there. After they had their match, Briscoes came out and they're going to challenge next. They basically just had, like, GCW became the Forbidden Door last night. There was so much cool shit.
I will watch all of these things, but we need to stop watching WWE.
No, we can't. We can't, because I can't stop making jokes. I'll find you clips. It's fine.
Yeah, just if you can edit the show down into a tight 15, then I think we're good.
Honestly, all you have to do is just watch the YouTube clips.
I don't want to watch YouTube clips. Then I have to dig through YouTube, which I'm surprisingly not good at. I don't understand
YouTube.
Oh, I'm not doing that. No, get my feed all polluted.
My God, it's not that hard. Either way, go check out the GCW event from this past weekend. They did tonight, or I guess now it's last night if you're 12 a.m. here where we are. They did Minoru Suzuki versus Joey Janela.
See, that sounds so fun.
You're gonna have to go find it. It was a really good show. I do recommend it. Effie and Matt Cardona had a match. Okay, this is the point
that I'm going to get to. That sounds fun too. Why?
I'm going to tell you about this match real quick.
I can't. I have to watch stupid Raw tomorrow. Can I not watch Raw and you just fill me in and I watch these two good shows?
Probably. You don't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I have other things I do.
No, you don't. So anyways.
This is one small part of the Tim Cinematic Universe.
The TCU. But what about Roads to the Top? When will you find time to watch it?
I never will. It's not in my world. It doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about. What is this Roads to the Top? Who are the roads?
Whatever. So Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder, had this internet championship when he was in WWE. He put it up at the last show against Effie and lost it. Effie beat Matt Cardona. So Effie was the internet champion. Next thing you know, they had a match last night at the GCW event. Effie versus Matt Cardona. The match was Internet Championship versus Matt Cardona's GCW career. they said.
Okay, good.
While Matt Cardona and Effie have their match, there is someone in the just in the background sitting there wearing a face mask, like a blue jacket and a neck covering and a full face mask that's tinted in the front and like totally just weird. Just sitting there.
That's a weird person just sitting there in a neckerchief and a tinted face mask.
Meanwhile, at the same time that that's happening, Chelsea Green is on the Knockouts Knockdown pay-per-view having serviceable matches against other people in a tournament.
Is her arm still broken?
As of that show, yes, it was.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, this masked human being just pops up on the ring apron, gets involved in the GCW match, and then helps Matt Cardona win back his internet championship. And the second it happens, I knew exactly who it was. And that person takes off the mask and takes off the ski mask and unzips the jacket, and it's Chelsea Green in GCW getting major heat. And the best part is, Tim, the moment that segment of GCW ended, the next segment on the Knockout show was Chelsea Green giving an interview before her next match.
Oh, the stars align.
Oh, it is midnight madness here. Very good time in the Timverse as we are right now. Mm. Oh, actually, before we wrap up, because we are about to, Mod Dan's asking, is Malakai Black out of the Codyverse or are Dante, Matt, and Leo joining it? I think it's the latter. I really do.
Yeah. Do you? Just a quick stop. It's like a, you know, they took the off ramp, but they're still in the county of the Codyverse, but not in the city proper for now. They'll be back.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Because it's circular. The road is circular. It doesn't ever. There's no off ramp.
Do you want to talk about the TK tweets?
What TK tweets? What is this? Are nerds upset now? What is happening?
SmackDown next week is going 30 minutes over. And why? It's on FS1.
Oh, because it's what do they call it?
Super SmackDown.
SmackDown
Super Show.
No, they SmackDown? Had something lamer. What was it called?
That was called Supersized. Yeah, Supersized.
Supersized. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Supersized. Yeah. It's like a McDonald's hamburger.
I thought anyway. McDonald's copyright. Anyway, whatever. It's stupid.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So anyway, they're doing Supersized, and it's going to run an extra half hour over on Friday on FS1, and that's going to go into the first half hour of Rampage, I should say. So TK was just, TK was like, yeah, whatever. Bring it on. Who cares? And of course, the internet was just like, how dare he? He can't do that. It's not what promoters do. He should be focused on AEW, not WWE.
That's exactly what promoters do. What do you want about nerd?
Good. That's all I needed from you.
Like, also, I don't care. I don't watch anything live.
Friends, if you are new to us, we are not those people. We're not those upset people who take every little tweet and get upset by it. We don't do that.
I don't care what billionaires' sons tweet or what billionaires tweet or what anyone adjacent to billionaires tweet.
By the way, happy birthday, Tony Khan. It was his birthday this past yesterday.
I'm sure it was excessive.
It was. No, but for the first time, Ric Flair tweets out something about like, happy birthday, Tony. I'm so glad you've basically like measured your career versus mine or some shit. He basically, Ric Flair made it all about him in this.
Yeah, in the most Ric Flair way possible, to which Tony should have just responded, ew, period. And like, end of correspondence.
I'm wondering if TK gave Ric shit for basically putting his girlfriend out there because people hadn't really known or seen Tony Khan's girlfriend before.
Oh, yeah,
that's and so a there was a photo do. With the four of them, and I was like, someone's in the public eye now. I enjoy Tony's tweets too. They're fun. If Eric Bischoff had Twitter during the Monday Night Wars, this would have been the shit that he
it's
put
fine.
Out
that's because again, that's what promoters do. Like, there's no reasonable. I don't see the line of thought that gets you to the contrary, but whatever.
Let's just put it as just like we said at the beginning of the show, nothing matters.
Kitty ears.
Wrestling doesn't matter. Wrestling is just fun. Just fun. And just go and enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, take a break. Take a breather. Someone else will recap it for you. Someone else will talk about it for you. And when you're ready to come back, it'll still be here. It ain't going nowhere. Just like the King of the Ring. Tim, where can the kids find you on the internet?
At Tim Stone P, and in the Timverse proper, T-I-M-B, S-T-O-N-E-P, Twitter, Instagram. You can see my shiny bald head. I made a crack about Brian Cage's cardio. He did fine. Ruined my joke.
He was fine. Yeah. Friends, toss a thumbs up on the video while you're here. Leave us a comment. Tell us how we did. If you hate us, you can say it too. Those comments actually get us into the algorithm. Those thumbs up do it too. It gets people talking about us, tells them that they should be listening to us, watching us, and we want more of you and your friends to build this community with us. So subscribe to the channel now if you haven't, and tell your friends to subscribe to us here. Share the video. Why not? Get us out of here. Join our Discord because it's free and it's in the link in the video description. I am at Joel Pearl. The show is timandjoelpod.com. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll be back Wednesday night. No, Wednesday afternoon. Who am I saying? Wednesday, noon Eastern.
Who are you saying? I don't know who you're saying. Roads to the top. Goodbye, everybody.
Go watch Roads to the Top.